And now we go back to hour two of Garden Talk with Mr. Mark Weber. How's it going this morning, Mark?
I'm well, Mary. Do you like watermelon?
Of course I do.
How do you like your watermelon?
No salt. I heard you say salt. I like it sweet.
You don't put salt on your watermelon?
No, absolutely
not. What's wrong with
not?
You? Hey, everybody likes salt on their watermelon.
No way, Jose.
Oh, Mary. You gotta have a little salt they add to your watermelon.
I'm gonna try it just for you.
Okay. All right. You try a little salt. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the middle of August. The season for you to change the outlook of your lawn, your landscape, has begun. The fall season, ladies and gentlemen, is a time in which the roots of many plants are beginning to grow and expand into the soil, and the opportunity for you to fix that lawn has begun now. Give me a call at 457-1290 as we begin the second hour of Garden Talk, and let me help you have the best yard, garden, and landscape ever on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning. Now, welcome back to hour number two of Garden Talk. And of course, if you've got a gardening question, we would love to hear from you at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. That'll put you into the Master Control Studios where Mason is at the helm and will be happy to help you get on the air with me. Nowhere else do you get to talk to a board-certified master arborist, a certified horticultural professional, and a guy who holds a couple degrees from Ohio State University in horticulture who loves to help you and gives you the expert analysis and gives you the backbone to do the right thing in your yard, garden, and landscaping. And what we do here on Garden Talk is unique, folks. And for 27 plus years now, in fact, we're working on year 28, we've been on these radio airwaves talking about everything that matters to your yard, garden, and landscape. And we encourage you to call us. No matter what the question is, you will get an answer. And the answer will be based on science and best practice. Nowhere else do you get that. 457-1290. Without further ado, up on the horticultural hotline, the one and only Mr. Rich Pearson. Good morning, Rich Pearson.
Good morning, Mark Weber. How are you?
I'm well. I have to tell you a story.
Okay.
Since you've technically retired, I never get to talk to you that often. Now, since you don't answer your phone half the time, and you know you're always sleeping in and
what?
Stuff, and I'm just teasing you. I just wanted to say that just to get your goat a little bit. You know, Rich, I saw about, I guess it was about 5 weeks ago, I saw this tree, and it was a mammoth bur oak. I've seen this tree for probably better part. It's 20 plus years of my life, at least 20 years of my career. I've known about this tree on this certain street in Centerville. Okay. We'll give you just the name of the town, but we'll give you the name of the street, because if I say the name of the street, everybody's going to drive up and down the street today. Okay. We don't want to cause a disturbance. I looked at this tree, Rich, for 20 plus years. Every time I would drive by it, I would always be taken back by its sheer amazing fact that it survived construction. It survived the building of a home. It survived the construction of a street and a sidewalks. It survived the construction of a driveway. This is a big bur oak. Every bit of 48-inch diameter breast height. Big tree.
Wow.
Comes up about 10 feet in the sky with a big solid trunk, and then it has a multitude of codominant large scaffolding branches and probably into the skies a good 95 feet in height. I've never measured it with a hyssopter or a chronometer, but I will tell you my estimate with my eyes is about 95 feet in the sky. I got a call
big
from
tree.
Yeah, big tree, a really admirable tree. I got a call from the property owner to look at a sugar maple in their backyard that was suffering from bad planting, and it had stem girdling roots, and it was on its way to death. And to the right of that same sugar maple was another sugar maple following the same course of action. And we discussed the importance of proper planting. And, of course, in her backyard was a row of, I guess it was 9 or 11 eastern white pines, and every single one of them was planted 6 to 9 inches too deep, which we had another discussion about proper planting and proper planting height, blah, 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 blah. Okay, got it, got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I said, what's, and she goes, oh, so we're done. I go, no, we're not done. I want to go talk about this oak tree out front. Because Mark has looked at it for 20 years. We go out there and some yahoo, and I'm going to call him a yahoo, whacked off branches off the side, off the driveway side. Didn't even give the tree enough respect to prune it back to the collar. Didn't give the tree enough respect to cut, do a 1-2-3 pruning cut. And on top of that, the brainless people who cut the tree didn't even know what oak wilt was. And so they pruned the tree like the first day of June, which is like one of the worst times of the year to ever prune an oak tree. And so I spent probably 35 minutes on this tree explaining to them how wonderful this tree was, and the fact that they had a tree that was magnificent, and the fact that bark inclusions are places where trees will fail, that, you know, and I went on to talk about oak wilt and how it's transmitted, and the time of the year to only prune oaks is fall, late fall through winter, and we never prune oaks in spring or summer because of transmission of oak wilt disease. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm giving this lady a first-class consultation. In fact, it ran well over the usually allotted time. Then I wrote her a very passionate report regarding the tree and how proper planting mattered, and enclosed a number of documents that would support those opinions and to give her best guidance. And I wrote down that I would like to do a thorough inspection of the subject oak tree come winter once the tree had lost its leaves, so that I could best advise her if any pruning was required to remove any potential defects that could cause the tree to fall or break onto her house or her property and also further damage the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she writes back to me and takes on my 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper with a black magic marker with 1 inch wide font size on the words themselves all the way across the page. Hell no.
Wow.
And you know, I said to myself when I read this, I was thinking to myself, wow, here you're going to ignore the fact that your trees are dying because you're being improperly planted. Even though we've got the science, we've got the technology that shows us how to plant trees right. Even though we've got all that, you're going to leave those 11 white pines to die because they weren't planted right, and you won't bring to task the contractor who, frankly, you know, doesn't know a thing about planting trees when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you're going to take a tree that's probably right now, I'm going to guess, probably 125 years of age, improperly prune it, and then ignore the fact that the tree has the potential to fall on people, fall on property, and you're going to further ignore those teachings and an instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fascinating?
Well, it's disturbing because, and this is one of my many public tree soapboxes, and granted, it's on private property, but there are countries on this planet where just because a tree like that is growing on private property does not mean that you can do whatever the hell you want to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's regarded as part of the urban forest and a significant treasure for the community and should be taken care of as such. And people should not have the right to go in and just butcher the crap out of a tree like that.
Well, and I tell you, Rich, where I go with this is that in many states in the United States, you are required to be hold a license to work on trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now, I think it's 20 some states right now that require licensure. Now, that licensure can be at different levels. As long as you're a certified arborist, you can hold a license. Or you take their examination and know the basics of tree care, you can have a license. Now, you're required in some states to hold ethical conduct with the care of trees. And I've come to the conclusion that there's a thought process that because it's going to cost money, I'm going to ignore it, and it'll all go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think,
well, yeah, trees last forever, and they get too big.
I'm getting to where her big issue was, though. Your biggest issue of all, Rich, was she didn't like the fact that the tree dropped acorns on her driveway.
I'm sorry, you broke up. She didn't like the fact of what?
It didn't drop acorns on her driveway.
Oh, so that's why she had the branches removed.
Yes. 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 So, of course, me, I said, well, do you lose hair? Do you trim your toenails? You have waste. My point is every living creature on the face of the earth produces a byproduct, okay?
Yes. Exactly.
Trees, grass, lawns, and landscapes produce byproduct. They produce bark that sloughs off. They produce leaves that fall off in the fall. They produce fruit and nuts and debris that comes down. And, you know, it's just part of what life has. There's no, if you want plastic, plant a plastic palm tree in your yard. I mean,
or move into a managed community where the lawn is almost astroturf and everything around there is sheared within an inch of its life, and you don't have to worry about anything outside, and just leave the treasures of Mother Nature alone. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, you just got me all wound up for the beginning.
No, but the point I'm trying to share, though, is is that this is a true disrespect to me of not listening. There was a reason she had me there, was to help her guide her about why her trees in the back were dying. Okay.
Well, yes, you were supposed to tell her she had a wonderful yard and give her a little magic pill to drop into the soil around those trees and make everything all better, but she was doing a good job at her head.
But I can't fix a mistake 20 years from 20 years ago. And the point is,
exactly.
And I was trying to prevent another mistake 20 years later.
Yes.
So, you know, when trees die from stem girdling roots, there should be always a lesson to be learned about proper planting. Proper planting has consequences, and it has defaults. And with that being said, so, sir, I must run because of the constraints of time. But I wanted to share this bit of a story with you because I thought if anyone I knew would appreciate the butchery and the improper care of a 100-plus-year-old Baroque, you would quite enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, that just got me a little wound up there.
It's okay. It's had me wound up for when I got the blank no across the page. I'm thinking, why did you waste my time? Mr. Rich, take good care of yourself, okay?
You do the same.
All right, bye-bye. More Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's back to school time. This is Sergeant Mark on behalf of Hauer Music reminding you to drive safely with young people back on the street.
School days. That means more than reading, writing, and arithmetic. It means music education.
And for five generations, Hauer Music has been the center of music education in the Dayton area. They offer exclusive rent-to-own programs for young people in the midst of their music-making journey.
Come into Hauer Music and explore their extensive selection of value-priced band instruments and music education programs.
Hauer Music is where I got started making music years ago. The great benefit of music is once you pick up an instrument, you can play it the rest of your life. Music has impacted every phase of my life. Our police band played music and educated thousands of young Daytonians for many years. Music made a difference. Get the young ones in your life off to a great start.
So if your young musician wants to toot their own horn or beat their own drum, the symbol of music excellence is Hauer Music. Celebrating 80 years making music in the Miami Valley. Route 725 in Centerville. Go to HauerMusic.com.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
The summer bird food sale is on at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering. Our custom seed blends contain high-quality fresh seed. Try our no-mess blends that are perfect for summer feeding because they leave no mess under your feeder. You'll keep your yard tidy and you're sure to attract a wonderful variety of beautiful birds to your yard, too. And while you're getting great deals on the best bird food in town, check out all the wonderful garden decor ideas we have to make your backyard a beautiful summer sanctuary. You'll find a wide selection of bird baths, chimes, garden art, and of course, we have the highest quality bird feeders, many of them being made in America and offering lifetime guarantees. All 20-pound bags of seed are on sale. And don't forget, Daily Savings Club members save an extra 5% off the sale price of the best bird food in town at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at Far Hills and Stroop across from Town & Country Shopping Center. Stop in and save today.
Wild Birds Unlimited. We bring people and nature together.
David Cemetery offers many options for your cremation, from niches in our mausoleums and columbariums to a ground burial in our traditional grave spaces or scattering in our remembrance circle. Like traditional burial, placing a cremation in a columbarium or mausoleum niche offers family and friends a physical location for memorialization. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Stockslager's is our name.
Family owned since 1959, Stockslager's mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. We'll be ready soon for your fall planting of the cold crops, cabbage, broccoli, spinach, lettuce, and more. Your growing garden still needs the necessary nutrients and protection. We have a complete range of products from organics to brands you know. Our staff helps you make the right choice. 1 mile west of New Lebanon on US 35.
I'm Craig Morgan. Everyone knows that Mother Nature is my playground. And when I hit the trail, I drive hard. And Mother Nature, well, she hits back even harder. Linex protects my vehicle inside and out with the toughest and most durable protective coatings and accessories on the market today. Guaranteed to withstand even the harshest of elements. I've learned that anything worth protecting is worth overprotecting. Because when protection matters most, I Linex it.
Linex of Troy, 937-335-0560.
I'm working forward to colleagues I call friends.
At Synchrony Financial, every employee has a unique ambition. Not just something we look forward to, but something we work forward to. We're hiring call center representatives in Dayton. We'll help you fulfill your ambitions through generous benefits, competitive wages, and work that doesn't feel like it. Apply at syfcareers.com or text SYF21 to 90206.
Synchrony Financial is more than a workplace. We're a working forward place.
The Elizabeth Diamond Company needs to make room for new inventory, so we're putting hundreds of items on sale for 50, 60, even 70% off. The Inventory Liquidation Sale, August 18th, 19th, and 20th in Centerville only. Everybody wins at the Elizabeth Diamond Company.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe, call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA-certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
It's August, and it's time to double down on the fun at Miami Valley Gaming. Introducing the Double Mustang Giveaway. On Saturday, August the 12th, and again on August 26th, you could win one of two Mustang convertibles or $25,000 cash. Earn entries now through August 26 and get ready to get lucky at Miami Valley Gaming.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Ohio, call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
The only Dayton station that's watching traffic around the clock.
When there's a major problem, we'll give a traffic red alert every 15 minutes or sooner. Triple Team Traffic is on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Sunshine mixing with a few clouds today. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Mainly clear skies tonight. Patchy fog possible late. Low down to 58. And partly to mostly sunny skies for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We have got a spectacular eastern horizon sunrise right now on the station that brings you traffic, weather, and garden talk. And by the way, in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about a really important topic called grubs. In fact, this year very well may be go down in the history books as one of the biggest years for grubs that we've seen in Ohio in many years. So please, if you own a yard, stay tuned and learn and listen about grubs and how you can prevent your lawn being from being carried away. On AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of the Garden Talk revolution at 457-1290. And for 27 years, we've been talking about the proper care of trees, lawns, and landscaping and how those practices, if they're done right, have great gifts that give back to you as the owner of those plants. If you choose to do bad things to your plants will choose to do bad things to you. And that's what we do here on Garden Talk for the last 27 years is give you that information about how to have the best yard garden ever. Let's head to the telephone lines and let's go talk to Sal. Sal, good morning and welcome to Garden Talk.
How are you doing, Mark?
I'm well, Sal. Good to hear your voice.
It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I have got aphids. We're growing milkweed. We're trying to help out the monarchs. And so far, Lori's gotten a couple of them grown up and sent them on their way, so that's a good thing.
Okay, so what's your question? I got to watch my time here, Sal, but what's the question about what again? Aphids?
Aphids. Yeah.
You know what, Sal, I'm going to give you a bit of advice about aphids. You know what that is?
What?
Don't worry about them. Because
they're all over everything. They're eating everything up.
And within a week or two, Sal, they will all be gone. And this is why. Aphids have populations that go up and populations that go down. And in many cases, that population goes down because of other insects that eat the aphids. So it's unnecessary for you to apply any insecticides for the control of aphids. If you want to do something to feel good, you could wash them off with the garden hose and they'll go away. But in most cases, aphids are not something that we worry about or should we ever spray because the predatory insects will take them out in the lick of time. Sal, thanks for your call. Thanks for being part of Garden Talk as we continue with Mr. Randy Tischer from Green Velvet Sod Farms on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:30. I'm Mary Word in our top story. Areas of fog and low clouds this morning will give way to sunshine today for the Miami Valley.
We'll be drying out this weekend with pleasant conditions. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Still looking at great driving conditions on this Saturday morning. I'm not seeing any issues on the cameras on your freeways. Checking out drive times for you if you're traveling on westbound 35 from 675 to 75. That 5-mile drive should take you about 5 minutes. Our top story, areas of fog and low clouds this morning will give way to sunshine today for the Miami Valley.
Fortunately, we are going to be staying dry this weekend. That is great news for any outdoor plans. Look for sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. Some more sunshine on Sunday with highs right around 80.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Josh Poland has your exclusive forecast coming up. In Washington, experts say they're pretty sure that North Korea could put a nuclear-tipped warhead on an intercontinental missile that could reach the United States, but they aren't convinced the bomb would survive the flight. They cite lingering questions about Kim Jong-un's nuclear know-how, even if it's only a matter of time before his military masters the final steps for posing a true nuclear threat to the U.S. mainland. There's a winner from last night's Mega Millions drawing.
Someone who bought a Mega Millions ticket at Nick's Barbecue in Palos Heights, Illinois, is the sole winner of last night's drawing worth $393 million.
Lottery officials say this is the largest jackpot in nearly a year for Mega Millions and the fifth largest in the games in its 15-year history.
If you don't hold that magic winning ticket, you can try for today's Powerball jackpot, which may reach $356 million.
Fox's Carmen Roberts says it's the first time the two lottery prizes have exceeded $350 million at the exact same time.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
A man is recovering after his foot was severely burned in a vat of molten metal at Honda Transmissions Manufacturing in Logan County Friday night. According to Indian Lake EMS dispatchers, the man was attempting to change a filter in a machine when his foot slipped and landed in molten metal. The man was flown by CareFlight to the Miami Valley Hospital with third-degree burns to his foot and part of his leg. We're working to learn more on this. Here's your exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
Sunshine mixing with a few clouds today. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Mainly clear skies tonight. Patchy fog possible late, low down to 58. And partly to mostly sunny skies for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is clear at 61 degrees in Troy, 62 in Springfield, and 64 in Dayton at 7:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Mary Worden on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
If it's green and you walk, run, and play on it, we have it, along with everything you're going to need to keep it healthy and beautiful all year long. Hi, this is Randy with Green Velvet Sod Farms. Since 1959, Green Velvet has been growing Ohio's most beautiful turfgrass sod and supplying landscape professionals with grass seed, fertilizers, landscape supplies, and expert advice. Green Velvet knows turfgrass. If you're starting a new lawn or repairing a tired old one, nothing beats the beauty of a Green Velvet tall fescue or Kentucky bluegrass sodded lawn. But sod is just the tip of the grass blade here at Green Velvet. We have the highest quality grass seed and turf fertilizers that you can find anywhere. In fact, our team of turf professionals can provide you with solutions to all of your turf, ornamental, and landscape needs. Want to learn more about what Green Velvet can do for you? Check out our new website at greenvelvet.com. With 4 locations in Dayton and Columbus, it's never been easier to have a beautiful green lawn. Insist on Green Velvet.
Your vehicle is not just a means of transportation, it's an investment. Unfortunately, elements such as the sun, salt, sand, bugs, and bird droppings love to make their marks on that beautiful surface. There's no need to let those dirty brushes, cloth bands, or grit-filled rags make their marks across your investment's finish. The good news is that you have a really good choice when it comes to cleaning your vehicle's exterior. Cascade Car Wash. Come experience our touchless system. We use only softened water and the best soap detergent in the industry. In fact, Cascade Car Wash's system is recommended by luxury car manufacturers. We offer 8-foot height clearance, so your service van is welcome as well. Come and experience the Cascade Touchless difference today. Located at 2701 Swigert Road in Kettering. That's Swigert with an E, off of Wilmington Pike between 675 and Woodman in Kettering. Go to CascadeCW.com for more information. That's CascadeCW.com.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe,
call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA-certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
Hi, it's Larry Hanskin. You know, you can catch up on sleep, but the one thing you can't do is you can't store it up for future use. Now, you got to get a great night's sleep each and every night to be your best on a daily basis. And that's why I recommend you do what I did almost 2 years ago and make the change to MyPillow. MyPillow has dramatically improved the quality of my sleep and hence the quality of life. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep, wake up feeling more refreshed with more energy, and you can too if you make the call today to MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-1481, 800-320-1481, ask for the radio listener special, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows when you use the promo code WHIO. That's better than any offer you're going to see on TV, better than any offer in the stores. You can also order online at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Again, use the promo code WHIO. Every MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime. WHIO.
How can you grow a better lawn? Let's go in the grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, Mr. Tischer.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
It is going to be a great day to sow some grass seed.
Yeah, well, it's the time. We were pretty successful in sowing some grass seed on the Green Velvet Sod Farms this week, so feel pretty good about that.
You know, we're at a point in time when there's a lot of critical things happening in the world of lawns, and a lot of folks unfortunately don't do these critical things. One of which is sow grass seed, but the second one is grubs, and you got it right. There is a perfect storm a brewing right now in the world of grubs.
Yeah, there really is, Mark, and it's all because of, at least in my mind, it's all because of all the rain we've had throughout the entire year. We're, I don't know what he said a while ago on the news, but we're way ahead of last year on rainfall. You know, yards are all green and all pretty healthy overall, and that's good news. And bad news, the good news is your yard looks nice, but the bad news is because your yard is green and moist, the Japanese beetles, the mast chafers, need the moisture in your lawn to hydrate their eggs that they lay this time of the year. The female goes down into the thatch layer and lays her eggs, and if there's no moisture in that thatch layer, those eggs won't hydrate and won't evolve. But this year, almost every yard in Ohio is nice and green and moist, and there are a lot of Japanese beetles and a lot of mast chafers flying around right now, and I think this could be maybe one of the years to go down in history for grub damage. And if you haven't treated your yard with a season-long grub control, you're going to need to really pay attention to your yard for the next 2 or 3 months. Because if all this is true, you may find almost overnight that your yard goes from nice and green to an ugly looking bluish gray color, and those grubs, what they do, they eat the root right out from underneath the plant, and before you know it, your yard is like a toupee on some guy's head. You reach down and you can pull it right out of the ground, and those grubs have separated the roots from the plant. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the month of September, October, Mark.
You know, Randy, I was thinking as you were describing this about how we talk throughout the season about the application of long season grub control, and it's really good money invested into your lawn. And I was thinking how so many folks that do it don't have to think about all the what-ifs. And the ones that don't do it, then when it happens, they go, "Where did that come from?" And
yep.
It always fascinates me that a whole human human response about that when you know that deep inside they know about this, but they chose the cheap route, and the cheap route will get them more expense than what they would have spent on a application of long season
control. You're right. You pay me now or you pay me later, but this may be the year, Mark. It'll be very interesting. And the sad thing is that these curative products, there are good insecticides that you can put on. If you find, if you go down in your and look underneath the hatch, so to speak, if you cut a 12-inch by 12-inch square piece out of your yard and look and see what's underneath that grass, if you see more than, 6 to 8 grubs per square foot of area, that's the threshold. That's when there's enough grubs there at 6 to 8 grubs per square foot to do serious damage to your lawn. And there are curative insecticides to put down, but most of them need to be watered in almost immediately, and
Andy,
it's a little more difficult.
I was thinking about something when you were at the 6 to 8 grub per threshold.
Yep.
That's what you can see. There may be others that may be an inch or two below that.
Yeah, you're right.
And a lot of times what I like to do is when I find them, I like to kind of do a little archaeological dig and kind of sift the dirt away a quarter inch at a time or so. And keep finding them and finding them and finding them, that's just more than just at the surface. There may be 24 or more in that square foot space that are going to be emerging and rising at different locations at different times. And the other thing that people have to realize is these dudes don't move. I think the Dave Shetler once told me that the average grub moves no more than a square inch in its life. I mean, in one location, meaning
yep,
at the turf,
right.
Yeah, at the turf yeah. grass level, these little land shrimp get up there and they move no more than an inch or two one way or the other. They don't do a giant march across your yard going, "We are going to eat your grass." They don't do that. There's just that many grub worms beneath the turf grass chewing and gnawing and eating your lawn away.
Well, their whole goal in life, when that little larva gets laid by the female right at this time of the year, and it has enough moisture in the soil to hydrate and hatch, that little tiny grub larva, its whole goal in life is to eat. That's all it thinks about, because it has to get big and mature before winter sets in. As the soil temperatures start to cool down, that grub will in later on in the year, in November, December, it will start burrowing down into the ground, so it gets down below that freeze zone on the soil and live in your soil the whole winter long. But its whole goal, Mark, you're right, is just to eat, and its favorite food is the roots of your grass plant.
That's exactly right. Well, Mr. Tischer, as always, it's good to hear your voice, and I really appreciate all that you do. And we are in grass seeding season, folks. Do not settle for nothing less than green velvet seed, because it's the finest that can be found. And Mr. Tischer, I must run because of the constraints of time. Mr., do you like watermelon?
I've been listening to you, and I think you're insane. But then that's maybe nothing new.
Don't you like
Why
salt?
Why do you put salt on watermelon?
It enhances the flavor.
It ruins it. I tell you, Mark, I agree with most of the things you say, but when you're starting to put salt on my watermelon, that's where you and I got to come at odds there. That's where we separate.
So you just eat your watermelon plain?
I eat it the right way.
Oh, you eat the right way? Okay.
Yeah, the right way. But the wrong way is to put salt on it. I just can't understand that at all. But you go ahead, whatever makes you happy.
No, I think it's a Weber thing. We like things salty.
That's all right.
My father was
pass on the salt. But I love watermelon. I absolutely love watermelon.
Well, you like seedless watermelon or with the seeds?
No, I don't want to work that hard. I like seedless.
Seedless watermelon. So you're like
I like it to just eat and go. I don't like to separate all those seeds like I used to before that. Heck, you and I are both old enough that there weren't seedless watermelons when I grew up.
I know. That's how old we are. We got too much gray hair both to share between us.
My kids don't even remember. They can't believe that there's seeds in a watermelon. They look at me like I got two heads. But,
yeah. It's funny.
But I'll eat any kind of watermelon. Just you can leave the salt at home. That's all right.
All right, Mr. Tischer. You take good care, and we'll talk
good
to you
Good to talk
soon.
To you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been In the Grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms. Our Ask the Expert phone lines are open to answer your gardening and landscape questions. Call Mark Weber at 457-1290. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
So how do you like your watermelon? With or without salt? 457-1290. For 27 plus years, we've been doing gardening the right way here on Garden Talk, where we talk about the best practices for your yard, garden, and landscaping, about proper weed control and proper grub control in your lawn, and when not to, and when to prune trees, shrubs, and plants. And we kind of debunk a lot of those myths that are out there that are based on science and best practices for your yard, garden, and landscaping. I want to talk just for about 2 minutes or so before we go into break about the importance of picking the right arborist to help you with your yard, garden, and landscaping. Arboriculture is a profession. It's a profession that requires one to become certified and qualified. You have a couple different distinctions in the world of arboriculture. You have what they call certified arborists, and those people, those are folks that have had some degree of experience in the industry and have passed a test with roughly 12 or 14 different domains. They have successfully passed each of the domains, and then they become a certified arborist. Once they're a certified arborist, they're required to maintain about 30 continuing education units about every 3 years. And there are roughly, I think, about 30,000 certified arborists that practice in the world. Then they have what they call board certified master arborists, and that's BCMAs. There are roughly 2% of all the certified arborists in the world are BCMAs. To become a BCMA, you must have an extensive experience and then take a very extensive examination and pass it successfully. Then we also, within arboriculture, have what they call tree risk assessment qualification. And that's where the certified arborist or the board certified master arborist attends a 3-day event and actually demonstrates their skills and knowledge in the world of hazardous and dangerous trees. So because you call a certified arborist doesn't mean that you're going to get a proper tree risk assessment, nor does it mean that you're going to get a proper evaluation as far as structure and failure points with trees. So it's important that when you are looking for a opinion based on the condition of a tree that you work with a certified arborist that has the qualification of track or tree risk assessment qualification. And of course, you can find yours at the website called treesaregood.org. That's treesaregood.org. When we return, we're going to talk more gardening advice with you at 457-1290. We're going to talk about watermelons. Seems I got everybody cranked up. For 27 years, I've been planting the seeds to a greener place called the Great Miami Valley and beyond. We have listeners all the way in New Jersey and California and Northern Ohio, and we're so proud and so happy that you get your great gardening advice here like you have for 27 plus years on Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. Richard, last time I bought a home, it seemed like I signed a stack of papers that was as big as a phone book. That can be kind of intimidating.
That's right, Larry, and I've been to thousands of closings, and you need an agent with a proven track record that can make sure that your closing goes off without a hitch.
Well, beyond closing, though, first you've got to sell the home, and what is it you're going to be able to do to sell someone's home, even though the market is as strong as it is right now?
Well, we'll be able to provide each seller with a step-by-step marketing plan that's going to guarantee to get their home sold.
So, how do they begin that process?
They need to call me at 477-1411.
And your website?
That's teamherbst.com, TEAMHERBST.com.
Now is the time to act. Inventory is low. Prices are going to be high. I can spot a winner when I see one. Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. The number again?
477-1411.
Or go online to teamherbst.com. That's TEAMHERBST.com.
Your vehicle is not just a means of transportation, it's an investment. Unfortunately, elements such as the sun, salt, sand, bugs, and bird droppings love to make their marks on that beautiful surface. There's no need to let those dirty brushes, cloth bands, or grit-filled rags make their marks across your investment's finish. The good news is that you have a really good choice when it comes to cleaning your vehicle's exterior. Cascade Car Wash. Come experience our touchless system. We use only softened water and the best soap detergent in the industry. In fact, Cascade Car Wash's system is recommended by luxury car manufacturers. We offer 8-foot height clearance, so your service van is welcome as well. Come and experience the Cascade touchless difference today. Located at 2701 Swigert Road in Kettering. That's Swigert with an E, off of Wilmington Pike between 675 and Woodman in Kettering. Go to CascadeCW.com for more information. That's CascadeCW.com.
Hey there, everybody. Nancy here with my great, great friend Christian Hahn of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai in Vandalia. What's going on up at the stores this month, Chris?
We are having a great month, and I'm sure we're going to finish the summer with huge sales. And what I want to talk about today is how we price our cars. One of the reasons we sell so many pre-owned vehicles at Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai is because when we get our cars in, we go out 50 miles in a radius around the dealership and look at the market data and make sure our cars are priced competitively. That's why so many people come. And on top of that, we're the only dealership in the Miami Valley that offers a lifetime powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Unlimited miles, as long as you own the car. Isn't that fantastic?
Of course it's fantastic. And I know the Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai motto is always holding true, right?
Absolutely. Low prices, great selection, and the ease of doing business. Hurry out today or visit us online at josephairporttoyota.com or josephairporthyundai.com.
Stockslager's is our name.
Family owned since 1959, Stockslager's mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. We'll be ready soon for your fall planting of the cold crops, cabbage, broccoli, spinach, lettuce, and more. Your growing garden still needs the necessary nutrients and protection. We have a complete range of products from organics to brands you know. Our staff helps you make the right choice. 1 mile west of New Lebanon on US 35.
Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Right now at Menards, get an 11% rebate on everything, including Dutch Boy paint.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now on Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement. Plus, learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, part of our Ask the Expert weekends. Celebrate your special event in a relaxing and beautiful outdoor setting. Rent a Five Rivers Metro Park shelter for your exclusive use at metroparks.org/reservations. Five Rivers Metro Park shelters are great for birthday parties, picnics, family reunions, and more. Shelters come with tables and grills and are near park activities such as hiking, fishing, bird watching, paddling, and cycling. Rent your Five Rivers Metro Park shelter now at metroparks.org/reservations.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe, call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA-certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
Keeping your family safe. Our Storm Center 7 team of meteorologists bring you the information you need to know around the clock 24/7. Depend on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It is 7:55, 5 minutes before the grand hour of 8 o'clock. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Sunshine mixing with a few clouds today. High temperatures in the upper 70s.
Mainly clear skies tonight, patchy fog possible late, low down to 58, and partly to mostly sunny skies for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It is simply beautiful outside. Current scan of the new Live Doppler 7 radar all the way from Greater Cincinnati along the Ohio River up to Columbus, back north toward my hometown of Findlay and back to Indianapolis. We've got a clear scan. It's 65 degrees in Dayton, 66 in Hamilton, 64 degrees here at home on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Garden Talk starts every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, and we can be heard the worldwide on the iHeartRadio network. So if you are traveling or want to catch the show live, you can do so. Let's just remember that we are on Eastern Standard Time as we broadcast. Plus, you can download podcasts and listen to previous shows and get other good educational content. I will tell you, and Mason, would you agree or disagree, that one edition of Garden Talk is not like the last one that you just heard?
Absolutely not. I mean, especially, I haven't been here for 2 weeks, so I'm sure you've covered a lot, and I missed your 27th anniversary, so I'm sure that was a really big one I missed, too.
We had a great show. And, you know, the point is, with Garden Talk, we have stuff that's fresh and new every week, fresh and new ideas and fresh and new information. And we're driven by your calls at 457-1290. So if you've got a call, if you've got a question, we have an open line for you. And I also want you to stay tuned for the next hour of Garden Talk. We got some really exciting stuff that's happening in Dayton right now that you may not be aware about. You're going to learn about something that is, quite frankly, a game changer when it comes to downtown Dayton. We're going to go to May in Lakeview. May, how do you like your watermelon? With or without salt?
I like it with a little salt.
You're right, May. That's the only way to eat watermelons, with salt.
That's right. There's another way you ought to try watermelon too, Mark.
How's that, May?
Put it with some lemonade. Put a little watermelon in that lemonade.
Yeah, how's it taste?
Oh, it tastes just sweet. You got a little sweetness from that watermelon and a little pucker from that lemon.
Somebody said that we should mix vodka with our watermelon. <It's> like,
No. We can't do that now, Mark.
We can't put vodka on our watermelon, May. Okay.
No.
I have to behave myself. I'll just stick with a salt shaker.
Hey, and there's another thing about those grub worms in your grass.
Yes, ma'am.
Go get you a couple chickens.
Chickens will take care of them. Yes, they will.
That's right. Go get you some chickens.
All right. May, thanks for your call and have a fabulous, fun day, okay?
You too, Mark. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening, man. Bye-bye. When we come back, we're going to talk about some revolutionary things that are about ready to start happening in downtown Dayton with Eric Sauer from Five Rivers Metro Parks next hour. Plus, we'll be talking to John Scott from Knollwood. We'd love to hear your voices today at 457-1290. We're also next hour are going to talk about the importance of quality horticultural professionals and how they should be caring for your lawn and landscape and what defines a high quality horticultural professional in the next hour of Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.